Conceits of sundry sorts there are, but this conceit of mine doth wish all men to have a care to live by wisdom's line. In my conceit, if men would look where sacred virtues dwell and live according to God's book, then all things should be well. If wisdom were once made our guide, she would direct us right. Where now we daily flip aside for want of wisdom's light. If we had faith, we need not fear the devil nor powers of hell. If godly faith our author were, then all things should be well. If we could learn to love the Lord with an untainted love and willingly obey his word as duty doth us move. If we would leave our wickedness wherein we do excel and give our minds to godliness, then all things should be well. If people did not go to church only for fashion's sake, if one would not another lurch, nor yet bad courses take, if all those that seem so pure would not by false weight sell, but justly deal, we might be sure that all things should be well. If men would not to purchase gain falsely themselves forswear, nor take the name of God in vain, but live in dread and fear. If all hypocrisy were left, which daily doth excel, if we were not of zeal bereft, then all things should be well. If conscience were not overstrained for to oppress the weak, if subtle mates were not maintained, if none would promise break, if spiteful men did not delight in wrangling sweets to dwell, if one kept not another's wife, then all things should be well. If no man would false witness bear for lucre or for love, if no contentious people were disquiet for to move, if none would hurt the innocent, nor yet for money sell another's life, 'twere time well spent, then all things should be well. If bloody murthering would cease, which doth for vengeance cry, if every man would seek for peace and live contentedly, if drunkenness and gluttony, that doth so much excel, if none would practice cruelty, then all things should be well. If parents would instruction use, and youth in time correct, would youth good counsel not refuse, but thereto have respect? If servants were obedient to those with whom they dwell, if they were quick and diligent, then all things should be well. If fornication were not used, nor foul adultery, in every place were bribes refused, and partiality, if no man would his neighbor wrong, which far or near him dwell, nor stain their credits with his tongue, then all things should be well. If scolding queens were punished, did witches hang or burn? If bawds and whores not suffered, some had a blessed turn. If we did not delight to sit in sin's dark shadow cell, if godly wisdom governed wit, then all things should be well. If crafty heads would once grow scant, which scrape and claw for gain, the poor and needy souls that want would not so much complain. If trust might lie safe in his bed, if truth might buy and sell, if double dealing once were dead, then all things should be well. If cunning cut purses and thieves were clean out of the way, then some false knaves that true men grieve should not remain this day. If swearing were once out of her, that none of oaths could tell, if lies were left, we might be sure that all things would be well. if carry tales that breed debate were hid from man and wife, thus surely each man with his mate might lead a quiet life. If neighbors would like friends agree and love among us dwell, if pride might once expelled be, then all things should be well. If landlords would leave wrecking rent, if usury would cease, if we had not great malcontent, this land might live in peace. If justice would not swerve at all, if malice would not swell, by tie aspiring climbers fall, then all things should be well. If rash and hasty people would to patience give place, if wrath were left, a number would not be so void of grace. If hatred were abandoned, were envy driven to hell, if idleness were punished, then all things should be well. If deeds of charity were used, if poor men were not proud, if officers were not abused, if dice were not allowed, if lawyers would not their suits prolong, but to their clients tell how cases stand, if right or wrong, then all things should be well. If flattering pick thanks were expelled out of the commonwealth, if men a moderate diet held, they might live long in health. If hell-bred covetousness and pride did not amongst us dwell, if rich men were not merciless, then all things should be well. If poor men's states were pitied, which do in prison lie, if sick folk were much comforted in their necessity, if tradesmen did not use deceit, if fraud did not excel, did wicked men practice no slights, then all things should be well. If these false traitors were found out, which would this realm betray, then should all England round about and stand at a better stay, that wicked vices may decay, and virtue bear the bell. To God let us most humbly pray, and so we shall.